Anthony, every day for you, you're a professional boxer. So for you thinking, oh, when I finish with my kid, I'll actually go and I've not had a bacon butty for ages. We'll have a bacon butty. And I'll have one beer on. You can't do anything. You've got to have this completely fun-free life to make sure that you're a world-class fighter. How do you do that psychologically?
Again, that's just part of the sacrifices and achieving that what I did a few months back, winning that world title. That makes it all worth it. It's and some people say to me, oh, it was worth it that 8-10 weeks, and I say it wasn't that 8-10 weeks. It goes right back from me being 14 years old, when I'd have to go out running on the streets and my mates was playing out and stuff. And there was times, they say it now, I wanted to hang around with them, but I had to go to bed early because they had to be up early the next day to go training and stuff. So that's all part of the sacrifices. And I just think you live that certain way. And when it's, boxing's a short career, you can live your life all you want after it. And I think you get one shot at this. So you want to do it the best you can. And I always say, in anything, there's nothing worse than thinking, what if? So when my career's finished, I know that I can walk away and think, you know what, I gave it 100% and I can live with that.
And just finally, you had the fight, lost it, and I think there was only 5 or 6 people in that auditorium that night thought you'd lost.
We drew it, yeah.
Yeah, you'd been... Well, yeah, but effectively,
yeah,
you didn't
like
come out
loss.
Of the... Yeah,
it felt like a loss,
well,
yeah.
Well, they didn't give you the title.
Of course, yeah.
So you win it. So the next time you fight, how do you make sure that you don't go in that tiny bit complacent, think, I won it last time, I'm on it?
Yeah, no, that's what a lot of people before it was like, he's going to come back better this time. But I think they forgot that. That's what I was going to do. I was going to come back better, and I felt, because I'd come back better, I was really confident going into it. And some people thought I was complacent. You, like the promoter, Eddie Hearn, told me after it, he says, I was in the changing room and I was half annoyed, thinking, he's too laid back, he's going to let this slip. But it wasn't. It's because I was so confident. I just didn't see. It was strange. The few days before it, I just saw there was no way that I could lose it. And I think you could see that in the way I walked out, the way I was before the fight. And I think that all results from training hard, but doing the right training for it.
And for you, just Martin, finally for you, how do you view his future? Where's he going? He's got a great trainer in Joe, but he's got you on the team as well.
Yeah. Our goal now is to improve. To just keep improving. Like you say, how do we improve a world champion? We're going to improve a world champion, and we're going to keep improving a world champion, that every fight is going to get better, and hopefully he's just going to walk through everybody.
And I know, by the way, like me, Anthony, you're a Red. What's your thoughts on Van Gaal's future on a completely different sport?
No, honestly, I mean, I was there at Liverpool, and we thought, all right, is it going to turn things around? And then obviously it's I was there again Saturday, and it was like, but we've got to remember, I think at Liverpool, we wasn't brilliant, but I think it, you know, papered over a few of the cracks, because beating the rivals. Listen, I'm like, I want to back the man, I want to back Louis van Gaal, but at the minute, it is becoming harder, especially the way we're playing. But I think, for me, some people say before, but I'd like to see it, give him his chance till the end of the season. And there's huge pressure on him now. I am worried.